Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back to Capital City Podcast. This is your host, Preston. Thanks again for tuning in. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram at PBakerNYC. If you're on LinkedIn, it's the same thing, at PBakerNYC. We got a great show for you today because what I want to talk about is I know I'm going to come in as the year progresses. We're going to talk about different financial strategies. We're going to talk about different goals, but I want to get into the basics and I want to get to the understanding side first, right? So I think this is very important as far as understanding. This episode is going to, I'm going to call it understanding money. And I'm just going to, the basics of understanding money, let's call it that, because we're going to get deeper and deeper. And, you know, just like you're going through your school years, you get to intermediate and master level, and we're going to grow there and we're going to get there together. But before we do, I do want to get to you guys about the website. Definitely check out the website. It's mobile friendly. I'm telling you, mobile friendly like a mug. CapitalCityPodcast.com. From there, you can go to any link, including Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any Stitcher, all of the nine different platforms we're on. And you can subscribe and press that share button and put it on your social media so other people can enjoy the same message, because the word only spreads by word of mouth. We're not out here advertising. We're just getting it out the word of mouth. So please subscribe on whatever channel you are in and share. Like I said, it's on CapitalCityPodcast.com or through here, wherever you listen to right now. And you can see on the website the book, My Best Month Ever, which is my book for entrepreneurs and sales professionals, even the entrepreneur-minded folks. I think you can get a great taste of a good foundation on something to build on. There's some great techniques in there. So definitely get it. It's on Amazon. You can get it right through the website, or you can go right to Amazon and you can get it. And it's literally only $4.99. I'm just doing this to get the word out on some of the ideas and some of the strategies that I have in mind. So again, thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to get right into the episode and let's have a good one. Okay, we're back. I want to get right into it. So we're gonna call this the basics of understanding money. In a very simplistic way, I want to get it to you so you can understand before you make any investment choices, any saving choices. I want you to really take some of these ideas into mind, because if you sat with a financial advisor, they're going to look for your risk tolerance and things of that nature, and they're going to do a full needs analysis and really go into your, ask you detailed questions and things of that nature. And some of us feel like we're not even ready for that. But the idea is to really go to it on a basic level so everybody can kind of understand. So I want to make something clear. When somebody is making a financial decision about what they want to do, you have to decide how much can you stomach if you lost that money today, right? If you had $1,000 in your pocket and you said, you know what, I'm going to invest this $1,000, and it turned around and it lost tomorrow, would you go back and put another $1,000 in? That's the key. So I always tell people, think about what are your goals and then measure that. Don't look at what other people are doing, you know, what others are doing, because their goals are not your goals. You may have some very short-term goals to get to a level to get you somewhere. And they may have some very long-term goals. Maybe they're not trying to get to where you're trying to get to right now. You know, I'll give you a perfect example. There are two people in a room. One is starting a small business today. They're 25 years old. And the other one is about to become an electrician. The electrician has no mind about entrepreneur. He just wants to work, move up the ranks in his union, live his life, have his family, and his goal is to have a wife and kids, get a house, make sure his kids have a decent education, and be able to retire. The other person has very similar goals. They want to have a house, they want to retire, but they want to retire early, they want to build a business, and they want to live, you know, they don't want their money to dictate their style of living, they want to live an abundant life, and where they can take trips and go this place and that place. Two different, totally different people. And I would offer them two totally different strategies based on where they are, because they are the amount of liquidity one needs, the other doesn't, right? That electrician doesn't need as much money liquid to tap on, except for maybe, you know, emergency situations or an occasional trip here and there every few years. Whereas this person who's starting a small business is building from scratch, doesn't have a normal income. You know, everything is kind of figuring things out as they go. So they may need more liquid. So the strategies that they may use, the tools they may use, may be a little bit different than the other person, you know. But again, they both aiming for a retirement stage, so we have to look at that. So that's what I want you to think about. Like, where are you trying to go? Because, for example, if I wanted to be, if you wanted to have a CD account and you have a 5-year CD account and it has a 2.25% interest rate, right? 5 years, your money's locked away. You can't touch it. For that electrician, it might mean nothing, but for that small business person, they may need that money in 2 weeks. They may have thought about putting that money down, and 6 months later, they're like, "Real man, I really need this money right now." So I want you to think about the short-term goals and long-term goals, because you have your 401ks, you have real estate. Real estate is really a long-term thing too. You know, don't confuse, you know, a lot of people want to invest in real estate, but it does take some time. In certain instances, you can make quick flips. But this is, if you want to build equity in your real estate and leverage your equity, it does take time to get to there. So just think about that kind of thing. As far as short-term goals, I always tell people, you know, money market accounts, high-yield savings accounts are where it's at for me. You know, savings accounts allow you some liquidity. And I think it works for both kind of people because it allows your money to actually make an interest. You know, you want your money to always grow, right? In every way you put it, you want it to grow somewhere, right? Because you want to leverage that and make it grow. So the idea with high yield, and the two top ones I see right now, Marcus and American Express have the highest yielding savings accounts, but they do not have ATMs and you have to do bank transfers and things of the nature. So I know people, you know, worry about that, but you can, you know, monitor your stuff on a mobile app. But the key with them is, since it's a savings account, you can only access it 6 times in a month, which hopefully you're not going back into your savings that many times anyway. But you're not, after that, is there's some penalty or whatnot like that. And depending on the account, it can the yield will show and get credited towards the end. You know, some accounts, savings accounts do quarterly, monthly, you know, but high yield savings accounts, a lot of times from what I've seen, they do it at the end of the year, at the end of your year of you being in with them. So that's one. You have income funds, structured notes, things of that nature. We're going to get into that all down the line. But just that's for the short term. Then you have like real estate, 401ks, and investing in a stock. You know, stocks don't, you know, aren't always an overnight thing. So you're just seeing the money grow steadily and things like that. And then you have to look at the tolerance of how conservative you want to invest in the stock market, as far as, do you want to go a mutual fund? Do you want to just do a straight brokerage account? Things of that nature. So understanding a little about money and understanding you and how you look at money, just know that if you're starting from the beginning, don't try to run, you know, just crawl, then walk, then run. Because the key is you have to learn what you're comfortable with. And as you start understanding these different strategies, which we're going to get into a lot of them, as you start understanding them, you just have to understand where you are and how you look at money and how you deal with money. You know, some people are extreme savers and some people are overspenders, right? So you have to look at, you know, how do I balance that into my investment approach and creating my profile where I can create this thing, you know, like create what I want it to be. So I would say the first thing for understanding money is understanding where your goals are financially. Where do you want to be financially? What are your goals and how does it connect with your financial, you know, perspective of life? Like, where do you want a house that's $600,000, $700,000 in New York City? Or are you trying to buy a house at $150,000 somewhere in the middle of Kansas? You know, it depends on what you're trying to do and where you're trying to go. And then know that's where you're going to be. And then you can look at your income and see how much you're able to save from there, how much you're able to invest from there. You got to look at your income and really think how much you want to put away. How much is going to be for a savings account? How much is going to be for an investment account? Am I going to invest in businesses, startup businesses, things like that? Just decide, like, financially, where do you want to be? And then what are you willing to put in to get there? You know, are you willing to take 30% of your salary this year and invest it? Or do you want to save 20% of your salary and invest 10%? Like, before you do that, just understand that money is like Monopoly. You're playing Monopoly. You're just playing with real money. And it's your real life. But there's always a reset button. So you can make mistakes and you can double back. But just got to learn what your goals are. I think that's the best part of the basics of understanding money, is understanding you and understanding where you want to be in the next 5 years, next 10 years, next 20 years. And the key to that is knowing how much you want to also invest and put away, and how much you're going to use towards your wants. I always tell people, save early, spend later, because the older you get, the more you have to spend. And if you do the right things when you're younger, hopefully you're all younger, but you can always start. It doesn't matter where you start, you can get there. But if you do the right things when you're younger, you'll be surprised that when you hit an older age, you're lapping people. So thank you guys again. This is just the basics. We're going to get into some strategies as we get to the next level. You know, we're going to do this, because for what we're going to do now, I'm going to be releasing a podcast episode that's from 10 to 15 minutes from Sunday to Thursday for the rest of the year. You know, I wrote that Mamba mentality. I'm on it now. You know, once I commit to something, I commit it. I had a big problem last year with inconsistency, and I'm going to make sure that that's not a problem in this year. So stay tuned. If you want to follow me, you want to ask me a question, you can reach out to me on Twitter or Instagram at PBakerNYC. You can download the Anchor app, send a voice question, and we can go forward. But let's grow together. Let's keep growing together. Hashtag MDIN365, because we, you know, it's relaunched now. And let's get this together. I hope this was a good basic tutorial of you, you know, getting to know you. I had to catch you in on the basics of understanding money, but we're going to even go deeper. I mean, this is just the basic. And, you know, when you're sitting with clients, a lot of times you're having multiple meetings because it's a lot to describe. So I want to get you there. So let's go there together, because we're going to grow and develop this community. And please take the time to like and share. You know, subscribe, like, share, you know, and share this. You know, share this on your Facebook, share this on your Twitter, share this on your social media, share this with a friend, send it in a text to a friend that you think could get some use from it. Any one of these episodes, I think, would have some value to a friend. Thank you again, guys, for tuning in. Hey guys, I want to talk to you about legacyfirst.org. Legacyfirst.org. I want you to check out the website, go through it, look at it, because one thing I always talk to people about is risk management. Risk management is big for me. And life insurance, having life insurance and a plan for if something were to happen to you is very important, especially if you have young children, family members who are dependent on you. It's very important to have your I's dotted and your T's crossed, you know, have your will in place and things of the nature. And we help you with that. So legacyfirst.org, we start off with risk management, then we talk about finances and things of that nature. But we want to make sure that everybody is covered and their families are covered. Even if you don't have children, it's good to have something small in place, just a burial insurance. Don't leave anybody with that debt on their hands, all right? So reach out again. Check out the website, legacyfirst.org, legacyfirst.org.